Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am so excited that you have joined me today, and I hope that you get something out of this. I hope that you can take this to your family, to your friends, and you guys can really dive into God's Word. Today, we're coming out of the book of Daniel. Daniel is a huge book, man, and it's a really good book. But we're really coming into a part where Daniel has been taking some context. Daniel has been taken captive to a pagan nation, Babylon, and King Nebuchadnezzar has chosen him and a couple others to train in the worldview of Babylon. And that means like the customs and the things like that. And so the king has chose them, right? And now in this passage, they have been trained and everything. They know the customs, but there is a time where the king has made a statue of himself, and he has made it a law to worship it. And those who don't worship it will be thrown into a furnace of fire. And so they are in a place of opposition, not that they hadn't been in opposition before previous times, but this is the most opposition that they would go through in their journey, and God would prove himself to be faithful as he always does. So let's go into the end. This is the part where Daniel and the others do not bow. And so it's chapter 3, verse 18. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of God of gold, that you have set up. So they are now at a place where they're making it clear in front of everyone that they are not going to bow down, or they are going to stand up for God, right? So a lot of us, we talk about standing up for God, and we don't understand. It's good to have a heart, and it's good to want to do a good thing. But how do we really, how can we learn from Daniel and how he stood up for God, right? The first thing that we need to really look at is from day one, Daniel did not eat the food of Babylon. He consecrated himself. So the first thing Daniel did when he got over to Babylonia or Mesopotamia, he decided, I am not going to eat of their food. I am not going to get comfortable, right? How many times have we wanted to fit into a place and we wanted to be comfortable? So we took some of the stuff that other people were giving us, knowing it was against God. How many times have we done that? Okay, so Daniel, from day one, he consecrated himself. So you ask, so what? Why is consecration so important, right? Why is consecration so important? Let's get into it. So consecration is important because it helps us connect with God. We cannot connect with God unless we give up something, right? Unless we spend time with him. And consecration, we do that, right? What does consecration do? It also helps us know the ways of God. So consecration helps us understand what God's thinking, what God wants, and it helps us understand his standards, right? And number three, the biggest one, is it gives us strength to walk in his ways, because you can know his ways. There's a lot of even demons know God's ways, but they don't follow them, right? But when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, we're able to walk in his ways. So many times, if you think about it, we desire to stand up for Jesus, but we don't know how to go about it. And how do we go about it? The only way we can really go about it is to consecrate ourselves, because God is spirit. And so if we're going to operate and do God's will, we need the Spirit of God to help us operate in that capacity. Okay, so in order to do God's will, or in order to stand up for God, we need to be consecrated to the Lord. This means if we're not consecrated, right, we don't have the right tools to fight against Satan, right? We don't have the tools to fight against the demonic or the enemy, because they are spirit. They're not flesh. So we have to understand that. So a lot of times we get into a place where we take the customs, we take those things that they're doing, and we do what they're doing, and we end up having a problem because we're mixed in with everybody else and we're not standing out. And it's very hard in this season that we're in to stand out for Jesus, unless we're proclaiming something that's against what everybody is doing. And we don't have the strength to do that. So let's talk about it. So what does the Bible tell us about the things that we're fighting against? Ephesians 6:12 says that we're not fighting against human beings, but we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So it is clearly telling us that in order for us to stand up for God, that we're going to have to fight against something beyond what we can see. And if we need that, consecration is going to, if we're going to fight against that, consecration is a big key to that. Okay. So what tools do we need to stand up for Jesus? I'm glad you asked. We need faith. We got to believe that Jesus died on the cross, that Jesus has resurrecting power to help us to raise us from the dead. Like he rose up, right? Number one. Number two, we have to have knowledge of his word. We have to know what God said in order to be able to proclaim it. If we don't know what God said, if we just know a little bit of what God said, that's not enough, right? We need to know what he said so that we can speak it with boldness and we can proclaim it. So, and then the last thing we need to do is we need to pray in the Holy Spirit. See, you can know something, you can have faith, but if you don't have the Holy Spirit, right, you can't fight, you can't remember, you can't do anything. You're actually dismantled or disabled because you can't fight in the Spirit. So it's important to know, when we consecrate ourselves, we got to have faith, we got to know the Bible, we got to be able to pray in the Holy Spirit, right? So what you ask me, what can you do to be consecrated to the Lord? Man, this is the best part, guys. What can you do to be consecrated to the Lord? So there's many ways that you can consecrate yourself. And I noticed this when I decided to start consecrating myself. I started to hear from God a lot clearer. I've started to be able to do things that I was unable to do. I started to be able to recognize when the enemy was attacking me, and I was able to attack the enemy back in the spirit, right? So the first thing that I love to do is worship God. You can spend time in worship at any time. You can just stop and worship. You can do it in your car. You can do it in the morning. You can do it anywhere, right? You can just stop and say, thank you, Lord. Number two, you can pray, right? You can pray. Prayer has power, guys. Don't underestimate prayer. Don't underestimate. And it doesn't have to be a long-winded prayer, but it could just be something, Lord, help me today. Lord, be with me today. Lord, Holy Spirit, come today. Holy Spirit, help me today, right? Those things, that helps you get the perspective of God to be able to consecrate your mind to hear from the Lord, right? The next one is reading the Bible and meditating on a passage. I can't tell you enough. When you meditate on God's word, he speaks to you, right? You see things everywhere. You see him everywhere. You see what he's trying to tell you. And he uses his word to speak to you in so many different ways, in your heart, in your mind, and how you interact. There's a whole bunch of times that we get revelation from God, and especially is through his word. The last thing is giving up something for a planned period of time. When I give up something, when I give up TV, or when I give up social media, or when I give up my cup of coffee, or whatever it might be, sometimes that helps me hear in the spirit a little deeper than what I would if I just did my regular thing. So it's so important sometimes to have a planned period of time where you decide to just give God his time, when you decide to give God quietness so that you can hear from the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit can speak to you and give you direction. Okay, so that's important. So the next thing is, what can we learn, right? What can we learn from this passage? What can we learn from Daniel and all the others and what they gained through consecration? So the first thing is they gained strength, right? They gained strength due to their consistent consecration. They didn't eat of their foods. They didn't take their customs. They knew about the customs. But they, because of consecration, it helped them and commissioned them to be able to stand when the time was right. And so when things didn't look good around them, they were able to stand up because they had consecration. They had God's spirit living in them. They knew what God's principles were. They were able to walk in God's ways because of the spirit help them have the strength, right? So the only way we can ever fight against the enemy is through consecration. You cannot win without spending time with God, because God is going to give you the right words. He's going to give you the right place to be. He's going to give you the right stance, the right frame of mind, right? To be able to, you know, stand firm and let the devil flee. Okay. Today, I mean, when we think about that, what does that look like in your life right now? How can you consecrate yourself to the Lord so that you can hear from the Lord? How can you involve God in your day to day, right? That is important. He desires that, guys. He desires for us to spend time with him. That's all he wants. And he wants to speak to us and give us, you know, wisdom and give us, you know, his plans and give us his purpose. That's why you were created, right? And so, today, if you think about that, what is causing us? What can be causing you to not stand up for Jesus? What can be causing you not to add him in your plans? The world is like Babylon right now, guys. The world wants nothing to do with God. I mean, we're going into the month of June, and you already know that it's going to be Pride Month. And so pride is basically a declaration of abomination to God. They're taking the rainbow and they're saying, this belongs to us. So you have to realize that we have to be ready. And how can we be ready? We can be consecrated. We can be set apart for the Lord to use us to stand. So what can we learn from Daniel, right? What is the main thing that we learn from this passage? Being consecrated to the Lord will give us strength, right, to stand up for the Lord when we're faced with opposition. And I always think about Jude chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. And it says, but you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Guys, the sweetest thing that I can tell you today is that Jesus is coming back, and that to have a relationship with him is the most important thing that we can ever want. Nothing can compare to a relationship with God. And so let me pray for you. Father, I say, Lord, today, let us be a pillar, O God. Let us stand for your ways, Lord God. Let us stand in the gap, Lord God. Father, we ask right now that you would, whoever's listening right now, that you would encourage them, Lord God, to be consecrated, to spend more time with you and to be about your business, Lord. Not our ways, but your ways. We lay it down before you, Holy Spirit. We ask you right now to saturate the atmosphere, to change the minds of those that are listening. And Lord, let them have a heart and a desire for you. Let them hunger and thirst for you, Father. Father, speak to them in their consecration this week. Speak to them when they worship you this week, Lord. I ask, Holy Spirit, that a special visitation, Lord, a voice, Lord God, or direction, oh God. We pray right now, whoever's listening, that they, whatever situation they're in right now, that they would consecrate themselves so that they can hear from you, so that they would know what to do and know what you're going to do, that they would have peace, Lord God, even when you don't speak the way they think that you would speak. Father, we ask right now that you would, whoever doesn't know you, Lord God, that they, that the Holy Spirit would come right now and fulfill them, fulfill your purpose, fulfill your plans, and fill them up with your Spirit, Lord God, so that they may have eternal life when you return. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, and we give you honor today. Amen.